Morning.
Morning.
This morning, I'd like to talk about little jobs that we have to do and how we can fulfill them. And I'd like to read here in John chapter 6, verses 1 through 14. I'm sure you're familiar with the story where Jesus fed the 5,000. So let's start here in verse 1. And if we listen, we can begin to maybe even think of it before I say what I thought of, and I'm sure you can think of stuff that I didn't think of, though. After these things, Jesus went over the Sea of Galilee, which is the Sea of Tiberias, and a great multitude followed him because they saw his miracles, which he did on them that were diseased. Then Jesus went up into a mountain, and there he sat with his disciples. And the Passover, the feast of the Jews, was nigh. When Jesus then lifted up his eyes and saw great company come unto him, he saith unto Philip, Whence shall we buy bread that these may eat? And this he said to prove him, for he himself knew what he would do. Philip answered him, 200 pennyworth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may take a little. One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, saith unto him, There is a lad here which hath 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes, but what are they among so many? And Jesus said unto, Make the men sit down. Now there was much grass in the place, so the men sat down in number about 5,000. And Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed to the disciples, and disciples to them that were set down, and likewise of the fishes as much as they would. And when they were filled, he said unto his disciples, Gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost. Therefore, they gathered them together and filled 12 baskets with the fragments of the 5 barley loaves which remained over and above unto them that had eaten. Then those men, when they had seen the miracles that Jesus did, said, This is of a truth that prophet that should come into the world. So we have different people in this story and different abilities, and we have Jesus. Jesus looked on the people, says in Matthew 14, verse 14, it says that he had compassion on the people. So he was a compassionate person. And then Jesus was helping Philip and Andrew to see the ways to help, because he could have just fed the people and not taken the time to talk to his disciples and discuss it with them, but he was helping them to see a way to help the people. So we need to pay attention for ways to help people, because Jesus wants to help us to see that. We see the boy with the bread and the fish. He did his part in sharing his food to people. There were so many people, I'm sure it looked like it was probably just going to get lost and maybe not benefit anybody, but he shared it. And we see that Jesus worked a miracle. We see his disciples organizing the people. Jesus had them organize the people, and I'm sure that took time, and maybe they were hungry as well. They took time to organize and distribute the bread. So that was work that they had to do. And we see that Jesus worked a miracle. Then we also see that Jesus cared about gathering up the leftovers. So maybe it's our job to clean off the table and put the leftovers in the fridge. That's important. that we do those things that we care about leftovers, that we care about people. In verse 14, we see those are all important things, and we see the most important thing in verse 14. It says, "Then those men, when they had seen the miracle that Jesus did, said, 'This is of a truth that prophet that should come into the world.'" So we see that in the end, people were able to learn about Jesus, and that they were able to know more about him as the day progressed and as people did the different things and helped out. And then in the end, people noticed that Jesus was the Christ, that Jesus was the Savior, and so they came to him. But I had to share like a word of prayer. Dear Jesus, thank you that we can come here together this morning and hear your word, and help us to have open hearts and be prepared to help. We think of things that would feel great and things that feel little, but they're all ways to work in your kingdom, and pray that your kingdom would grow in our hearts and amongst many people. And just praise in Jesus' name. Amen. I just want to go back to your parent.